In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Question 335. What does the anointing of the forehead with chrism in the form of a cross signify? The anointing of the forehead with chrism in the form of a cross signifies that the Catholic who is confirmed must always be ready to profess his faith openly and to practice it fearlessly. At the bottom of the page there you see everyone, no matter what state of life or age, is given a cross, and the cross is going to be the way that will get into heaven. It's tailor-made for each person. And in the drawing, of course, the cross of a young boy is much smaller than that of our Lord, say, or St. Peter's, but it's still big for him. At the bottom it says, the anointing in the form of is in the form of a cross because the strength given is strength to bear crosses for the love of God. We all have to take up our cross after Christ and even die for him if we are given that privilege. So a slight addition is in order here to practice the faith fearlessly, as it says. Well, that may simply be impossible for you at first, or even for a very long time, and possibly you're never going to be able to practice the faith without fear. But fear can be lived with. It can be dealt with. It can be overcome. That is, you can do great acts and still be afraid, like a soldier at battle. But you can still do your duty, and that is possible with a life of prayer. But it all begins with taking up the daily cross. Normally, for most people, you get little crosses at first, and then they increase in size. So as a child, we learn how to get out of bed on time, and then immediately make our beds. And that comes before a more serious cross, say of a disease, or having to face a death in the family. But again, it might not. And God gives whatever cross that we most need in order to go to heaven. Question 336. Why does the bishop give the person he confirms a slight blow on the cheek? The bishop gives the person he confirms a slight blow on the cheek to remind him that he must be ready to suffer everything, even death, for the sake of Christ. By the way, this blow, it's like a little tiny tap, a slap almost, if you will, which is quite gentle. But of course, the world will not be gentle. The devil hates the church. The world hates the church. It's not going to like us just because we're confirmed. Question 337. What are the effects of confirmation? Confirmation increases sanctifying grace, gives its special sacramental grace, and imprints a lasting character on the soul. So that's a permanent character, can never be erased for any reason. Question 338. What does the sacramental grace of confirmation help us to do? It helps us to live our faith loyally and to profess it courageously. Now, the grace to be given to be loyal, it is given to us, but of course, it can be lost. And it can be lost very simply. All that one has to do to lose it is to stop picking up the daily cross or trying to carry it. Then we begin to slide. We become weak from lack of holy or worthy communion. The weakness and frailty especially begin with letting prayer slide and not being faithful to our daily prayers. That's a warning. Question 339. What is the character of confirmation? It is a spiritual and indelible sign which marks the Christian as a soldier in the army of Christ. The character of confirmation gives us the power to be soldiers in Christ's army, fighting with him against the enemies of the faith. We do not fight against persons, but for them as an army of liberation to free them from the enemies of their souls. So, what are our weapons? And there you have some drawings there, interesting old weapons there, some guns. Our weapons, however, are not really guns in the interior life. They are first sufferings and sacrifices, not only to help cure our own soul of the inclination to do wrong, but also to help the souls of others. Number two, as Our Lady told the children at Fatima, many souls go to hell because they have no one to pray and make sacrifices for them. Number three, many non-Catholics are encouraged to inquire into the Catholic faith by the good example of Catholics. Number four, encourage those who are interested. If you can, take them to see a priest. And on these weapons there you see the various words suffering and sacrifice, prayer, good example, and encouragement. Those are our weapons above all. Suffering and sacrifice, number one. The amount of good we can do is shown by the power of different kinds of weapons. So a Catholic who never tries to work for the conversion of non-Catholics or bring bad Catholics back to the sacraments is like a soldier who lets the enemy win without putting up a fight. And this is an excellent thing to remember. You know, most people do not know how to turn physical illness into spiritual health. And so they do not consider offering up sacrifices for others or even themselves to overcome sin. This is another reason why the morning offering is so important. As St. Teresa of Avila said, don't even let a cold go to waste. And secondly, this is a chilling thought that some perish, and this is number two, what Our Lady told the children of Pharaoh, some people perish because there is no one to pray for them. And this is one reason why the Fatima prayer attached to the rosary after the Glory Be is so important. And we learned this earlier in these lessons. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. On the third point of being good example is a huge influence on others. And I suppose we could say bad example is too. And for number four, take them to see a priest. Well, of course, it depends on the priest, doesn't it? Because not all priests will be faithful to the magisterium. Not all priests will be faithful to the gospel or to Holy Mother Church. So we want to try and take them to a good priest who is going to give them the real deal, if you will, the truth of the Catholic faith.